Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Short Stories for Seniors Who Like to Laugh is a large print humor collection designed for older readers who want light, accessible, and uplifting entertainment rather than heavy fiction. Published by Orbion Studio, the book gathers short, self-contained stories that emphasize laughter, everyday mischief, and gentle optimism. Its purpose is practical as well as recreational. The large print format improves readability. While the brief story structure makes it easy to read in short sessions or to share with family members and caregivers, the book is positioned as feel-good reading for seniors, especially those who appreciate humorous situations, warm observations, and stories that avoid sadness or complexity. In a crowded category of senior-focused books, it stands out for combining accessibility with a clearly defined emotional tone. Instead of treating aging as a problem to solve, it presents reading as a source of comfort, amusement, and renewed enjoyment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print design makes the book accessible for older readers. The accessibility angle also reinforces the book's emotional purpose. A reader who can comfortably see and follow the text is more likely to stay engaged with the humor and warmth the collection offers. In that sense, the format is not separate from the content. It supports the book's goal of creating a relaxed, enjoyable experience for seniors. Secondly, humor is used as a gentle, age-friendly form of entertainment. The emphasis on laughter is not merely decorative. In senior-oriented reading, humor often serves as a bridge between entertainment and emotional relief. A funny story can interrupt isolation, reduce mental fatigue, and create a small but meaningful sense of brightness. This book seems structured around that principle, offering readers compact moments of amusement rather than long emotional arcs. That is why it fits the category of gentle, restorative reading. Thirdly, each story is self-contained, making the collection easy to read in short sessions. The format also increases the book's usability as a gift. A recipient does not need to commit to a long narrative before finding value in it. Even one story can provide a complete reading experience. That lowers the threshold for enjoyment and makes the collection suitable for readers with limited concentration or reduced stamina. In the senior book market, this is a meaningful advantage because it recognizes that convenience and satisfaction often matter as much as literary ambition. Fourthly, the book frames senior reading around joy rather than decline. The implication is that the book validates a positive identity for older readers. It suggests that senior-oriented literature does not need to be medically themed, sentimental, or instructional to be relevant. Instead, it can simply be enjoyable. That is an important distinction in the market because it changes the purpose of the book from fixing or explaining age to celebrating ordinary human experience. In doing so, the collection aligns entertainment with dignity, which is one reason it may resonate with both readers and gift buyers. Lastly, its strongest use is as a gift book for elderly loved ones. What makes it distinctive in the gift category is that it offers a clear emotional promise without being sentimental in an overwhelming way. It aims to produce smiles, not dramatic catharsis, and that makes it useful for readers who prefer calm, low-pressure entertainment. Compared with more generic inspirational books for seniors, this one has a clearer identity because it is built around humor, readability, and compact enjoyment. That combination makes it both practical and considerate as a present. In conclusion, Short Stories for Seniors Who Like to Laugh is best suited to readers who want accessible, low-pressure entertainment with a clear emotional payoff. Seniors who enjoy light humor, caregivers looking for pleasant shared reading material, and family members searching for a considerate gift are the most likely audiences. The book also has value for anyone who prefers short-form fiction that can be read one story at a time without losing context. Its practical benefits are straightforward: large print improves readability, short stories support flexible reading, and the overall tone encourages relaxation rather than concentration-heavy engagement. Intellectually, it is not a challenging book, but it does reflect a thoughtful understanding of its audience and of what makes reading rewarding at later stages of life. Compared with similar senior-focused books, it stands out by avoiding overly sentimental or age-defining content. Instead, it treats humor as the main attraction and accessibility as a real design priority. That combination gives the book a clear place in its category: cheerful, usable, and easy to recommend for readers who simply want a pleasant break. If you would like to support Orbion Studio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.